everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
With abuse of prescription drugs at a crisis level, it's irresponsible to grant unsupervised prescription authority to advanced practice nurses, a class of providers who can get their degrees entirely online. We need doctors leading healthcare teams. Let your legislators know that for your family, you want higher standards. The legislature should not grant privileges through legislation that were not earned through education. Call your legislators today and tell them doctors should lead healthcare teams. Go to degreesofcare.com to take action. That's degreesofcare.com.
It used to be okay to smoke in teachers' lounges. It used to be okay in maternity wards. It was okay in sporting arenas, college campuses, and office spaces. But now that we understand the deadly dangers of secondhand smoke, that's not okay anymore. So why is it okay that more than 30,000 Oklahomans are exposed to secondhand smoke at work every day? Bottom line, it's not okay. Let's protect hardworking Oklahomans. Join the fight at stopswithme.com. A program of TSET.
The cattle complex under pressure today, with live cattle futures struggling as April and June have broken below technical support. The trend higher may have ended with prices trading at levels last seen more than 2 weeks ago. It appears the cattle on feed report was a victim of buy the rumor, sell the fact activity. Lower futures could have influence on cash activity this week if the market fails to find support. Cash cattle trade non-existent. Box beef cutouts meanwhile higher. Choice up $1.48 today and select up $1.55. with moderate movement of 52 total loads reported. Over in feeder cattle, futures posting another day of triple-digit losses. The rally last week has quickly been eliminated, with March and April contracts testing the low end of the price range. Selling pressure from live cattle has been embraced by feeders as traders push price in the path of least resistance. Meanwhile, grains were higher today, with corn trade 2 cents higher, but still in slower trade. The daily range has been less than 3 cents, while soybean trade climbed 3 cents higher in quiet action. Meal was 50 cents to $1.50 higher, and oil flat to 10 points higher. Over in wheat today, trade was 10 to 20 cents higher, with aggressive short covering this morning instead of the fund selling of recent days. Chicago was the leader today, followed by Kansas City, with Minneapolis giving back the spread gains of yesterday. Export news has been quieter lately on the world front. The dollar, meanwhile, has come back to 96.90 on the index, with choppy trade starting to turn lower. Cooler than normal weather, though, will keep wheat development slow on the plains, and spring wheat planting likely to start slow this year. Wheat basis varies widely on product and location. On the May Kansas City chart, though, support is low at $4.18¾ fresh low, with resistance at the 10-day of $4.37, which the market seems to currently be testing.
That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.